The word sacrifice is used some 200 plus times throughout Scripture. Some vary in counts depending on translation. Majority of these references are made in the Old Testament. Today we understand sacrifice as an offering or giving something up. The first example of a sacrifice in the Bible most commonly is believed to be in Genesis 3:21. After Adam and Eve sinned and realized they were naked and knew shame for the first time, while they were hiding themselves from God, He found them and made garments of animal skins for them. Although the word sacrifice is not specifically mentioned here, it becomes synonymous with the concept of covering up sin or making amends for a wrongdoing. We can see many examples of sacrifices prior to the giving of the law, but we certainly see an overabundance mentioned after God instituted the law. Contained in the old law were five main sacrifices: burnt offerings, grain offerings, peace offerings, offerings for purification, and lastly, the offerings made for reparations or sin or guilt offerings. During special feast times or at the temple dedication, tradition shares that some upwards of 1 million plus animals were sacrificed, and the priests waded in their blood. Sacrifices were a daily staple in the Old Testament and Jewish culture. Today, we don't participate in these traditions, mainly because of one particular sacrifice that was made on our behalf. In Hebrews chapter 10, starting verse 1, it says, "For the law, since it is only a shadow of good things to come and not the very form of things, can never by the same sacrifices year after year, which they offer continually, made perfect those who draw near. Otherwise, they would not have ceased to be offered, because the worshipers, having once been cleansed, would no longer have any conscience of sin. But in those sacrifices, there is a reminder of sins year after year. For it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. Therefore, when he comes into the world, he says, 'Sacrifice and offering thou hast not desired, but a body thou hast prepared for me. In whole burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast taken no pleasure.' Then I said, 'Behold, I have come. And in the roll of the book it is written of me, to do thy will, O God.' After saying the above, sacrifices and offerings and whole burnt offerings for sin thou hast not desired, nor hast thou taken pleasure in them, which he offered according to the law, he said, 'Behold, I have come to do thy will.' He takes away the first in order to establish the second. By this time we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all." The writer of Hebrews shares here that the law was just a shadow of better things that were to come, and that the blood of bulls and goats could not take away sin, they merely covered them up. But Jesus, having come into the world, would be that perfect sacrifice and once and for all take away our sin. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 26 says, "For it is written that we should have such a high priest, holy and innocent, undefiled, separated from sinners and exalted above the heavens, who does not need daily, like those high priests, to offer up sacrifices for first for his own sins, then for the sins of the people, because he did once and for all when he offered up himself. For the law appoints men as high priests who are weak, but the word of the oath which came after the law appoints a son made perfect forever." Jesus not only was the perfect sacrifice for our sins, he was the perfect high priest who had no need to offer sacrifices to first amend for his sins, then could make offering for the sins of the people, but him being the perfect high priest could make that one sacrifice for all time. Lastly, in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 23, it says, "Therefore it was necessary for the copies of the things in heavens to be cleansed, with these, but heavenly things themselves, which better sacrifices than these. For Christ did not enter a holy place made with hands, but mere copy of the true one, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Nor it was that he should offer himself often, as the high priest enters the holy place year after year with blood, not of his own. Otherwise he would have needed to suffer often since the foundation of the world. But now once, at the consummation of the ages, he has been manifested to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And inasmuch it is appointed for men to die once, and after this comes the judgment, so Christ also, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, shall appear in the second time for salvation without reference to sin to those who eagerly await him. We come today to remember that one sacrifice that God made for us on our behalf by sending his perfect and blameless Son. And unlike the Old Testament, where year after year the same sacrifices were made for sin, Christ came and made one sacrifice that did away with sin. And as we partake of these emblems, we think about that sacrifice and we eagerly await his second coming. These scriptures tell us that the first time Christ came, it was to make sacrifice for sin, but that we eagerly await his second coming for salvation. Our Father and God in heaven, I thank you, Lord, so much for your plan to redeem us, Lord, from our sins, your plan to send your only begotten Son, Lord, who was sinless and blameless, who was the only one that could be that perfect high priest, Lord, who could come and make atonement, Lord, for our sins and offer himself, Lord, as that perfect and blameless sacrifice, not time after time, Lord, but once, and could take away the sins of the world, Lord. Just please, God, help us as we partake of these emblems to do so in a worthy manner. And just please, God, help us to focus our minds, Lord, on your sacrifice and the things, Lord, we should think about at this time. And we just thank you, God, so much for everything you do for us. We thank you, God, so much for your love. We thank you, Lord, so much for thinking of us, Lord, even while we were yet sinners, Lord, Christ died for us. We love you so much for everything you do for us. In Jesus' name.